This is Kate Krieger with Mason County Press, and I'm here with Cindy Borma and Lisa Luttrell, who are in charge of Area 24 Dodgeball Tournament for Special Olympics of Michigan. Now, if you guys want to just tell me a little bit about the event and how it came to be. I know, Lisa, you kind of are more familiar because you're from the Oceana County ESD, and you guys have done it before, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yep, we did this same event up in Manistee for the last 2 years.
Okay.
And so this year we're bringing it to Ludington.
That's cool. Now,
and we're including the Area 24 athletes in this event.
All right,
this
cool.
Year.
Do you guys know how many athletes have signed up so far?
Yes, we have a count of 19, I believe. Is that right, Cindy?
That's right.
Okay. Then that's Special Olympic athletes,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Now, when is it going to be held?
It's going to be Friday night
okay.
at Ludington High School
okay.
at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And we're having teams come as early as 5 o'clock to register.
Okay. And then tell me, Cindy, tell me a little bit more about, like, if you know, how other teams can register. Because I know that there's other, like, area community members that are playing as well and that kind of thing, too.
Okay.
Oh, Lisa
yes.
knows more about that. That's
yes.
all right.
Everyone can register online
okay.
through the First Giving website, firstgiving.com.
Okay.
If you search Area 24, you should be able to find it.
Okay.
There is a direct link as well.
Okay.
But searching that way, it should be able to come up. And there's just information about the event, when it is, and you can click on register, and you can register a team.
Okay.
Down on the bottom, there's also supporters. And so the teams that are playing that have registered online,
okay.
you can see those teams, and you can click on those links, and you can donate. You can help our cause. All the money goes back to the same Michigan Special Olympics, but you can choose which team you'd like to donate some dollars to.
Okay, because I know if you want to keep it local, you want to make your check to Area 24, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and your daughters, who I recently interviewed, yeah. they are running the Area 24 Facebook page too, and I'm sure there's probably some different information on there as well.
Yes, they've posted that on the Facebook page, so anybody that wants more information can log on to that.
Okay. And do you know, can they just search for Area 24 Special Olympics
yes,
on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what's the fee for a team and, like, how many people can be on a team?
Yep. A team is made up of 6 to 8 players and it is $160 a team.
Okay.
And a lot of our teams collect donations from the community, so family, friends can help pitch in to pay for that cost. Some of the teams also just pay, and so it's about $20 a player.
Okay.
And we're letting the athletes play for free.
Awesome. And it starts at 6.
It starts at 6.
And it's at Holly Gym on Friday.
Yes.
And is there a special form they need to fill out? Is that also on that webpage?
If they register online, it is on the form. Otherwise, they can contact me directly, and they can get a form as well.
All right, and give me your contact information.
My number is 898-1665, and you can reach me at that number.
898-1665.
Yes.
All correct. Right, and that's for Lisa. And is there anything else you guys want to talk about the fundraiser, about Special Olympics, any other things that are coming up soon, what sports you guys are involved in right now?
Right now we are doing aquatics and horseshoes and track and field.
Wow.
And the last Thursday in May, they go to Central Michigan
okay.
for the state summer games. Those
great.
Are the biggest ones.
Now they were just at Kelvin, weren't they?
Yep, we just went to Kelvin a couple Saturdays ago.
Okay.
And they won a lot of medals.
Awesome. And we actually have one of our athletes in here also, Cindy's son, Eric. Eric, you going to talk to me, buddy? Or are you going to fall asleep in the chair? Did you win any medals at Kelvin?
Yeah.
In what, swimming?
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Awesome. And what are you doing? Are you doing horseshoes, too?
I do horseshoes.
You don't
no,
do horseshoes.
Boxing.
All right. Just swimming? Anything in track and field?
I don't know.
He does the backstroke, freestyle, and 25 freestyle, 50 freestyle, and the 25 backstroke. That's
yeah.
what he competes in.
I bet you could beat me, Eric.
Yeah.
I bet you could. I bet you could. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in.
Yeah.
Thank you for having
us. Yeah, and again, give me the webpage one more time.
It's www.firstgiving.com.
All lowercase?
Yes.
Okay, yep. firstgiving.com.
Yes.
Okay.
And search area 24 Dodgeball, and you should be able to find the information.
All right, well, awesome.
Any more questions, again, you can call me at 898-1665.
Okay, and is there's something, too, that I forgot to mention with the torch run.
Yes, they are kind of sponsoring this event.
Okay.
It's the Law Enforcement Torch Run. And so they do a lot of these events all over Michigan. So
okay.
They are the ones that run the FirstGiving website.
Okay.
And so the funds that get donated through the FirstGiving website, how that works is half of those funds go back to the Area 24. And the other half gets spread in Michigan. They do stay in Michigan.
Okay.
And they go directly to the athletes to help pay for the state games.
Okay, great. Now, what is, Area 24, what counties does that encompass? Just Mason?
No, Mason, Lake, and Oceana.
Mason, Lake, and Oceana. So, are there going to be...
Mason, Lake, and Manistee.
Mason, Lake, and Manistee. So, what's Oceana's? Do we know what area they are? Just in case we have Oceana people coming up and want to donate directly to them.
I think they are with Muskegon. I'm not sure what area they're. I
think
it's 21.
Okay. Well, people can always Google that. I'm sure
you
probably find that very easily on the Special Olympics website.
Yeah.
So.
And again, the funds do go directly to the athletes. So.
Which is great because they do a ton of events throughout the year. I know I've gone to many different events. Basketball. I've seen Eric play basketball. He's quite the basketball player out there. Eric and I go way back. I'm embarrassing him now. So, all right. Well, I thank you guys for coming in, and we hope that you guys have a really good turnout. Is there a fee to get in? Is it a free event?
It's a free event.
Awesome.
Donations are welcome at the event, but it is completely free.
Okay, and again, if you want to make donations to Area 24, I think you need to specify that on checks or on an envelope with money. So. Great. Well, thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.